Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. It is Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Good morning, everybody. How are we all doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're waking up.
It is a little early. I did go for a bike ride and froze my butt off.
Yeah, well, I went for a bike ride a week ago, and look what happened.
And broke your arm off. Well, so today we have Dan Slagle to my left.
Good morning.
Straight ahead, we have Robin Rosenfeld.
Good morning.
And we have Cliff Fantini.
Hi.
I nailed it, right?
Good morning. Yep. You did nail it. Good. Very good.
Well, so you all are from Rehoboth Main Street, and we met at the soft opening of Lefties, Dan.
Yes.
Ashley, who's kind of involved in that, put us together, which we always appreciate, Ashley.
We adore Ashley.
Yeah, and so I thought it'd be fun. You have a lot of stuff going on. I thought it'd be kind of cool. It's a little time sensitive, so we're going to try to get this one posted ASAP. But we just want to learn what's going on down in Rehoboth. Just my background, I've lived here for 30 years in Rehoboth, and I've seen a lot of changes. We just recently moved out of Rehoboth, actually moved to Lewis. Not for any other personal reason, just wanted to get a little bigger house. Three kids, a family of five. We needed to upgrade a little
bit. Oh, yeah.
In 30 years, it's changed a bit. Good, I would say, for the better, but I'm sure there's other people would have other opinions. So it'll be great to have you guys on and find out what's going on down in Rehoboth, what's maybe happening, some changes that are coming on. I did read an article yesterday that there were some interesting conversations about parking and stuff that are happening, which I thought were kind of cool with parking passes and businesses and I do think that is probably one of the challenges if you do have a business is finding places for your people to park.
Right.
But they're working on it, I think, and should be exciting. So what's going on? What do we want? What's happening?
I just want to tell you a little bit about Rehoboth Main Street. We are a 501(c) nonprofit.
Okay.
You know, Rehoboth Beach Main Street really is just we promote from the bridge when you cross the bridge.
Yeah.
All the way to the boardwalk and 1 mile across. So we're all about promoting downtown Rehoboth and creating events and creating all kinds of opportunities for volunteers to join us and help us with the events and different programs and projects that we work on to all about promoting downtown Rehoboth.
I love it. Well, you got a stack of stuff. So why don't we each, I mean, we've introduced you by name, but why don't we introduce you by what you do down in Rehoboth?
Absolutely.
Rehoboth Main Street.
I am the executive director of Rehoboth Beach Main Street.
Okay. Robin?
I'm a board member with Rehoboth Beach Main Street and co-chair of the promotions committee and chairman of an upcoming fashion show.
Nice. Okay.
And I'm a fashion show director that's going to create the show.
Okay.
For Rehoboth Beach Main Street on November 13th.
Okay. You might want to pull that up just a little bit so we can. We don't want to miss it. Yeah, there. Let me hear you.
Testing one,
there you
two.
Go.
Okay,
right.
Is that good?
That's why we wear the headphones so we can hear ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, we don't want to miss anything. That's all. So let's get. What do we have coming up? First of all, great summer.
Oh, great summer. We had some wonderful events, they were very successful. Starting off with the gumbo crawl back in April, and we were part of the margarita crawl. And really, the big celebration right now in the past couple of weeks was the 25 plus, where a lot of the businesses downtown, we had over 90 businesses that had been in downtown Rehoboth for over 25 years.
Wow.
So, and we celebrated that were 50 plus, 75 plus, and even 100 plus. So as you show, we wanted to show everyone a lot of people are not leaving Rehoboth. You know, I know a few businesses have, but we wanted to project that, you know, businesses are staying.
Well, and you know, I mean, this summer was pretty interesting, right?
Yep.
We right before Memorial Day, we got hit with a big storm.
Yes.
And got pounded, right?
Yes.
And the town came together and pulled it all together, and it kind of came off with a hitch. But it was a great way to start the summer, you know, is to remind us that we are a community.
Yep.
And that when things get tough, we we pull up our shirt sleeves and we figure it out.
Absolutely. And it's a great community, especially with the residents and also the downtown businesses. Everybody just jumps in and helps out. It's a tight-knit community.
Well, I can tell you, in 30 years, I've seen some interesting beginnings and ends to summer, and this was one of them. But, you know, people say, oh, my God, this is one thing. I go, listen, we've had things happen,
yes.
And we always figure it out. We pull it together, and we end up having a fantastic summer. So
we have, especially through a pandemic, a lot of the businesses have survived. That was another time everyone came together. You know, one thing I love that Main Street has done is we help create the outdoor dining.
Yes.
So, and now it continues. We're really pleased with that.
Well, that's a great subject. So is that going to, because I know we saw it during the pandemic.
Yes.
You know, I remember all the alternate paths we had to take. Didn't see it as much this year. Maybe a little.
Yeah.
Is that
it is
be
permanent.
A, is that going to be a permanent thing?
Yes.
Okay. So any restaurant that's on the avenue can have outdoor dining, I guess?
Yes, of course you have to get permits and
sure.
everything. But, you know, yes, you can
that's
have
cool.
outdoor dining if you have the space. So
that's very cool. So why don't we pick some of the things that you just mentioned really quick, and then maybe
sure.
we can dive into what was the margarita crawl?
On the avenue,
past?
That's a past.
That's a past.
Yes.
Okay, this is a future.
So yeah, moving forward, you know, of course, I'm going to let Robin and Cliff talk about On the Avenue Fashion Show. I just wanted to bring up a couple of things. This Saturday, please, everyone come by Love's Liquors. We're having a wine tasting from 4 to 7. So
okay.
please stop by. And
where's
enjoy.
Love's Liquor?
Love's Liquors is along Rehoboth Avenue, and it's right next to Coho's Market.
Okay.
Okay? And again, it's from 4 to 7. Also, we've also created a self-guiding walking tour.
And so, can I just say real quick that
yes.
the meters are off?
The meters are off. Free
yeah,
parking.
Free parking.
So come on downtown.
Sweet.
Yes.
That
very
just
excited.
Happened.
It just happened.
I do have a son that actually works down in Rehoboth.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, he
yes.
works at Casey's. So he told me meters are off.
Meters are off. So please come on down. It's supposed to be a nice weekend. That's what
beautiful
I'm hearing.
Weekend.
Beautiful weekend. But we've also created a Rehoboth Beach a self-guided walking tour. You know, so we want to know if more information is please give us a call at 302-227-2772. We'll give you more information about that. We've also wanted to promote the True Jazz Festival. It's
okay.
coming. It is on October 12th through the 16th. It's the True Blue Jazz Festival. You can go to www.truebluejazz.org for more information for the shows.
So is this with the regular jazz festival?
There's two jazz festivals. This one is downtown Rehoboth, and there's one outside of Rehoboth Jazz Festival. This
okay.
is called the True Blue Jazz Festival.
Okay.
Okay.
Same time of year? Same weekend?
I'm not sure on the other one. I just know this one is the 12th through the 16th.
Okay.
Okay.
So we got two jazz festivals. All right.
Yes. And past the
True Blue Jazz Festival.
True Blue Jazz Festival.
I love it.
Yeah. Or True Blue Jazz. We could pass it on over to Cliff and Robin, talk about the fashion show.
Fashion. Well, do you know a guy by the name of Sean Roach?
No.
Okay, well, he's coming on the podcast. Apparently, he's an up-and-coming fashion designer, putting clothes on a lot of, like, he's clothing Jimmy Allen now. He's clothing a bunch of people out in L.A.
Oh,
he's coming on the
okay.
podcast, so maybe one of these days you guys can team
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
I mean, I would enjoy that. I just moved to Rehoboth a year ago.
Okay,
so
welcome.
Coming to Rehoboth is a dream come true.
You look like you have that gleam in your eye, that first year gleam.
No, and I spoke with Dan, and I came up and I said, you know, my business before the pandemic was creating fashion shows all over the world.
Okay.
And I said, how can we bring my skills here in a volunteer way to promote Rehoboth as not just being about sun and sand, but we also have magnificent boutiques and great stores to shop in.
Yeah.
And Robin joined in, and we started creating this whole big event that's going to blow up, you know, here in Rehoboth.
Okay. Where's the catwalk?
It's the runway or catwalk. I like catwalk.
The runway.
I call it a runway. The runway's at the convention center.
Can we try
November
to get a runway
13th?
Right out of the thing in the middle there? Wouldn't it be cool if it just went right down between all the white benches?
Oh, it could. On the street, you mean?
Yeah, on the street. On the, what's the gazebo?
The bandstand.
The bandstand. Yeah.
Thank you. I've had a
the problem with that is weather.
Yeah.
We don't want drenched models, you know,
no,
walking down
it.
And, you know, it's not going to be very entertaining seeing people that way. But it will be at the convention center. The show's going to represent the best of Rehoboth Beach as far as retailers are concerned. We have the Pines is getting involved in doing the catering.
Okay.
Which is going to be great because it's a champagne brunch. And ooh. Robin was very instrumental in creating that menu.
Okay.
And we're looking forward to a nice Sunday brunch fashion show for both men and women on Sunday, November 13th.
So I'm assuming the fashion show will be incorporating some of the retail places that are in Rehoboth.
Like, only the retail stores in Rehoboth Beach.
Okay.
Yes.
South Moon Under. What about
Carlton's? Carlton's is in it. Boutique Brash. W, Brash.
Pineapple Princess.
Bombshell Boutique.
Cotton Club.
Grace. We got to remember. I don't have a list in front of me.
That's all right. Something but it's basically we're promoting Rehoboth retail
and all the and the uniqueness because we have Cashmere Gardens is different from Boutique W is different from Brash. So there's all an all inclusive fashion show of the fashion that they represent.
Well,
and, we picked the time right before Christmas because we're looking at it as other people are buying tabletops. And they're going to be selling items, you know, stocking stuffers, different items pre-holiday season. So we're including it not just fashion, but beauty and fashion. Something fashionable. You know, we have a candle company that's involved with us. They do magnificent, gorgeous, you know, candles.
Well, what I was going to say was is that I think, in this time, we're seeing more and more retail spots down in Rehoboth doing a lot of social media stuff, whether it's TikTok or Reels or Instagram. And we're really, you know, in the past, you know, unless we did something like this, I mean, many years ago when Matt was still alive, Matt Haley, we did a fashion show in Fish On. You were not here, but you remember that?
I remember.
And we ran the catwalk right down the restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of local women and men, I think, you volunteered to do the fashion and, you know, same sort of thing, bringing in local retail spots. But, you know, before now, that's what you had.
Right.
And now we're starting to see a lot of cool retail spots down in Rehoboth using their social platforms and putting a lot of great clothing out there, creating a lot of interest. So,
absolutely. It's more fashionable.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not just, you know, one type of store.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of magnificent boutiques now in Rehoboth Beach that, you know, cater to a lot of people.
Well, I know if Drexel hears this podcast, his hands are ringing right now when it's about making a table.
He's involved.
Drexel is involved.
He's a table building madman. I love it.
He is involved in the show.
Better bring your table game if Drexel's in town.
Right.
I love it. I worked for Drexel. I worked a bad hair day back in the day.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. He's awesome. Okay. I owe everything I really have.
By the way, you have great hair. I can understand why.
He hates me. He hates me. And shout out to Drexel. He's walking across the planet right now, and he's looking great, and I love it. And he's closing some chapters in his life.
Yeah.
Such a good friend.
Yeah.
And I've said this before. I almost owe everything to Drexel because he gave me an opportunity, and I always appreciated that. So. But when it comes to building the table, he's the king.
Yes.
Don't.
I've known Drexel for a long time.
Yeah. Don't challenge him.
No.
What I love about this event, I just wanted to say one thing, is that it's really promoting over 20 businesses downtown plus.
Right.
So we're really excited about that and thrilled that we can promote businesses from downtown. And that's what all Main Street is about, is just giving that downtown home feeling.
Well, it's promoting coming downtown.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
You got to get downtown before you can start doing some stuff downtown, right?
Exactly. Right.
And it's really, you know, this is the off-season season. This is the time of the year. This is what we get, which is great.
Right.
Yeah, but what you're seeing also is this is not just a summer resort anymore.
Year-round
resort.
You know,
this is year-round, and we're really into the promotion of events throughout the year, not just summertime.
I agree.
Exactly.
And we've all been working hard on this project, but there's a lot of other projects coming up that, you know.
And we're hoping this project is the first of many more to come yearly. Yeah. In addition to the fashion show and involving Rehoboth, a portion of the proceeds from this will go to the Harry K. Foundation.
Nice.
So we're real proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been talking with Harry. He's going to come on the podcast. He's a few weeks.
I'm on Harry's board. I love Harry.
Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah, I love Harry. Well, and you know, it's almost like, and what I like about this whole thing, it's almost like here we have a group of businesses, and then we have a business like Rehoboth Main Street, which is here to kind of help. It's like, listen, let's get together and we'll help each other.
Exactly. Yes.
And you know, it's a big deal.
It is.
We really encourage people to get involved, there's so many opportunities to use your expertise in a volunteer position with so many of the projects that are coming up and that are presently, you know, on the calendar.
Well, and
so
yeah,
we really ask for help.
We
you
do.
Know, with more people, let's get involved. Roll up your sleeves and support the town you live in.
Well, the other thing is that, and when I first started doing this podcast, we had the premise of cooperation over competition, which was like, you know, instead of being in fear of another business taking business away, how can we help each other, promote each other, and both do well? It just looks better, right? It feels better. There's nothing worse than having some sort of animosity towards somebody because they're just trying to do the same thing you are. Instead, right, just
work
cooperate
together.
Yes. Right, cooperate together and let's do it together.
I think it's really important, and because it's going to only help everyone be successful, you know,
right,
working together. And we are volunteer driven, so we're always looking for volunteers. If you don't mind me just saying, you know, please give me a call at 302-249-6525. That is my cell. If you're interested in volunteering with Main Street, there's lots of opportunities. And it's fun.
Yeah.
We make it fun. Two things I would just bring up real quick is right after the fashion show, we have the Community Unity Dinner on December
4th.
Yes, I believe
December 4th.
Yes. And then we have also the Holiday Stroll. It used to be our Cocoa Crawl. I don't know if you remember the Cocoa Crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so it's replacing the Cocoa Crawl, but similar. That's on December 10th.
I think that's when they do the hot chocolate.
Yes, yes.
The cocoa. So,
right.
Yes,
cocoa.
Yes. So it's kind
what
of the same thing, but we're making
what
it.
Happened to cocoa?
So we're making it more of a Hallmark moment, so okay, please come downtown on December 10th. It's going to be lots of good fun times.
And Community Unity is amazing.
Oh, it is.
I mean, it's an amazing
event. It's at the convention center, too.
At the convention center.
That's a shirt right there, Cliff.
I'm sorry?
That's a shirt.
Yeah.
Community Unity. I like that.
There you go. Community Unity. And, you know, children are invited, and people just are so generous.
Oh, yeah.
In sponsorships. And we look to that. You know, we are all here together as a team working together. You know, and each of the stores and each of the businesses are unique, and that's what makes Rehoboth Beach. You know, it's not cookie cutter.
Well, another thing that's kind of cool that we have now, which we didn't have in the last, I mean, it's new to us, I think, probably 5 years now, is the bus. I mean, we've had a bus, but the bus has really made it a point to get you to Rehoboth without a bunch of waiting.
Right.
And Cocoa Crawl or the holiday, what's it called again?
Community Unity.
And the Holiday Stroll.
I mean, unfortunately, these things bring a lot of people.
They do.
So, you know, we've been riding the bus for 4th of July. It's direct in, direct out. I mean, I'm home before the smoke cleared.
Right.
And I think people are like, oh, but the bus is really turning out to be a great option, even in the fall.
Yes.
Even when there's no meters, because it gets you right in and it gets you right out. And sometimes the parking, not even the parking, just the people can turn a person's idea to go down there. So if you jump on the bus, it's cakewalk.
Absolutely. And I have to give a shout out to the city, too, as far as the bandstand. They had the bands there this summer. It was absolutely phenomenal. You know, the great music. There's great food. You have the boardwalk. There's so much the downtown offers, you know.
Well, we've watched it. I mean, the last few years have been interesting, right? And I remember when the pandemic started, I thought, how are we ever going to get back to doing anything?
Right.
And we have slowly come out of it. We spent some time down at the beach this year, and it was wonderful.
During the pandemic, we had to get creative. And it was creative. I was Santa on a fire truck, you know, because we just had to keep our distance. So I'm like, you know what? Let's get on Rehoboth Beach. A fire company had to volunteer their fire truck, and I was Santa on top, and we just rode through the town. So I think during the pandemic, we got really creative. And like you said earlier, we all came together as a community.
Absolutely. Well, and I think we always try to come together. Yeah. I think that's what draws people here.
Yes.
The tightness of the community. You know, it's like, wow, this is a great little, we're finding this in 2022, this community, these people that are caring of one another. I think I'm going to move here.
I'm a prime example.
I was a summer visitor, and when the pandemic hit, we were living in Philadelphia and New York, and it was time to get out of there.
Yeah.
And where were we going to go? And the only place we loved was Rehoboth. And so I'm learning how to be a homeowner.
Yeah.
That's a new, unique trait. I've always lived in condos and apartments, so owning a home is a whole different venture.
Oh, yeah,
but
absolutely.
I love it, and wow, it was, you know, just a great change and an important change.
Well, welcome, Cliff. We're glad to have you. So what is the future and how do you guys get together and start thinking? I mean, how far are we thinking ahead when we start planning our events? I mean, are we years out? I mean, how do we?
We're at least a year out.
Yeah.
You know, because we're already talking about the gumbo crawl for next year. It was a huge success. So yeah. We're working on a date.
Well, so what's the gumbo crawl? Because this one's new. I'm assuming gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
Gumbo.
A lot of gumbo. Stores are
restaurants are competing.
Let's call it competing, but they all have their own unique recipes for gumbo.
Right.
And people pay to go taste everybody's gumbo. Is that a good
That's
way of describing
great. Yes,
it?
Absolutely.
And then there's a winner. And then there's the first place, second place person, and everybody got into it. I mean, if you could see the thousands of people that were involved in this, it was amazing.
Yeah. So is this going to be the second annual?
Oh, no, this has been going on since.
It's been going on for a couple years.
Yeah, probably at least 15 years. Oh, but we kind of brought it back, and Hugh, that owns Purple Parrot,
yep.
You know, it was really his grand idea with Pete that owns the pond. They kind of started it, and we've kind of partnered up with Hugh from the Purple Parrot.
Okay.
So,
I missed that one.
So everybody's doing their gumbo, and people are tasting it, and they're going to vote on what is the best gumbo in Rehoboth Beach.
Wow. And it brings people downtown. We had it end of
it
April.
It was a great day.
Oh, my beautiful day. And we had 16 participating restaurants.
So this is before summer?
Before summer.
April. Yes. Okay.
And before meters.
Before meters.
Yeah.
Are meters a problem? Let's get into it. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. Well, that's awesome. Well, and what do we have? Chocolate Festival. We have Gumbo Festival. We have...
Yeah. The big 4th of July event, you know. The city puts on the beautiful fireworks.
The dance.
Oh, we have the... I wanted to also talk about Rehoboth and Bloom, which
and
is part of Rehoboth Beach Main Street. And Cindy Lovett chairs that committee.
Okay.
And they're doing a fabulous job making downtown Rehoboth beautiful. You know, with the planters and flowers, and just looks beautiful. So they have a dance. They had one this past year, and they're going to have one next year. And it helps promote Rehoboth Main Street and benefits Rehoboth and Bloom.
I think you're...
I'm buzzing. Somebody's buzzing.
Somebody's buzzing. I'm buzzing, man. This coffee is great. I'm buzzing with excitement with Rehoboth. I love it. So let's go through kind of what's coming up in the near future for us.
I think the fashion show is what we really want to focus on. Because this is our first fashion show, and we want this to be annual every year. Mm-hmm. Have this.
So, Cliff, what's some of your experience in the fashion business? I mean, was this something you were doing up in Philadelphia?
In New York.
New York, okay.
I started many, many, many years ago modeling and got bored with it and decided that I wanted to go into production.
Okay.
And I developed a production company that specialized in fashion shows and fashion advertising and that type of work.
A little closer.
And
there you are.
It just built. It just built into, you know, shows that I would do around the world, shows that I did everywhere in the United States. I mean, Las Vegas, New York, Chicago, Dallas, L.A. I mean, the business grew and grew and grew. And then it predominantly... became more, I guess the way I approach fashion is from a theater standpoint, because the shows are more theatrical than they are just somebody walking down a runway, turning and coming back.
Right.
So that's the kind of show that I want to bring here to Rehoboth, because Rehoboth's full of entertainment. Let's make it an entertaining fashion show. And that's my goal. So I have a lot of volunteers that are going to model, and I'm going to crack the whip, and let's see how good they do.
Chins up.
Right.
Chins up back straight.
Right.
So is it a weekend? I mean, are we going to – what all goes with the fashion show?
Well, we do a brunch.
Okay.
It'll be a brunch fashion show, and there will be tabletops
with
other
displays. Is that the schedule for it?
That is it, November 13th.
Yeah,
it's
November
13th. It's just one day.
Okay.
From 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right, so you can buy tickets, purchase tickets at downtownrb.com on the avenue.
Correct.
And 1 to 4. So in the morning, it's a great poster. Did you draw this, Cliff?
I did not. Robin's friend.
A neighbor of mine did it.
She did a great job.
That's fantastic. I dig that. That's really cool. Represents sort of how Rehoboth looks, right? So it starts
casual chic.
Casual chic.
Absolutely.
So it starts off with the brunch?
It starts off with the champagne brunch, and then it's followed by the fashion show, yes.
Very cool.
And we're going to have 50-50 and a raffle grab bag.
Nice.
And we're looking for sponsors. We have Shell Brothers and Ocean Avenue Sotheby's and the Gazette and Love's Liquor and Atlantic Social.
Okay.
So we do have sponsorships available, and tickets are currently on sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you can net
the And tickets. They're limited. That's another thing we have to tell people. Yeah. We only can seat 320 people.
Well, the 250 will want theirs the day before. Right. It's like you give a whole year in advance, and then they have the 250.
So we're saying to people, get tickets early.
And I'd be that one of the 250. I'm like, I need a ticket. It's for tomorrow.
It's for tomorrow, right.
Hurry, hurry.
Right.
So if you are, if you think ahead, you can definitely visit downtownrb.com/ontheavenue for tickets. And it looks like $75 a ticket. Not bad. It's reasonable.
It is reasonable.
Champagne, food, and fashion.
Yep.
Exactly.
You're getting a show.
So will all the models be volunteers, local volunteers?
All the models are volunteers, yes.
Nice.
Yep.
That's very cool.
Again, it's a whole volunteer organization, all the backstage people, the people that are going to be collecting tickets, people that are going to be selling grab bags, which are a great idea.
Yeah.
And the 50-50. So you have a lot of people. It's a team. It's not one person making this happen.
No, of course. No, you wouldn't want to do that. That would be very messy. And I like how it says the portions are going to Harry K. Foundation,
absolutely.
Which you mentioned. Which, I mean, he's always involved in doing great stuff. So it's great
children.
To have him on board. Yeah, he feeds the children. Such a nice guy. So we got the On the Avenue Champagne Brunch Runway Fashion Show, and then...
Community Unity is the next event.
Community Unity. I like that. I'm surprised.
And it's
we haven't
a great
heard that
Christmas
term.
Party. That's the only it way is. I can describe it. It's an afternoon event for families, and it's just fun. I mean, it's just a fun event with a lot of talent locally that's performing.
Do we have a poster for that?
We don't have that yet.
You know, food's donated, and it's a very reasonable event for people to attend with their children.
Yeah.
There's Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, and, you know, it really gets you into the holiday spirit.
Well, and we're just getting ready to start that, right? I mean, I don't know when they put the Christmas lights up, probably next weekend. And
I know.
We'll have an amazing...
I was somewhere and I saw Christmas already. I'm going, wait a minute, what month is this?
Well, they've had Halloween stuff since the beginning of summer.
Right.
So I'm overdosed on sugar. But, you know, Rehoboth
is... Gotta buy those big bags of candy.
There's nothing better than Rehoboth during the holidays.
Oh, it's wonderful.
You know, the city does a great job.
The charm.
They decorate all the poles. We have the big... When is the Christmas tree lighting? Do you guys get involved with that?
No.
It's usually the Friday after Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Is it the Friday after Thanksgiving?
It's Friday after Thanksgiving. I don't know which day.
Yeah, and that event has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, too, because I remember back in the day, it would be just a few people out there, and now... You gotta take the bus.
You gotta
take the bus down. But that's, you know, sort of what happens when you build the foundation of a great town, right?
Yes.
Build the town and they will come. And this town's obviously been around a lot longer than I have. But, I mean, my father used to come down here. And,
wow.
And he's 85 and, you know, so, and it's been around a lot longer than that. So, but it's just fun to watch it change and see the great pictures from the past of how it used to be and how we've evolved into what we are today. You did mention we've lost a couple restaurants, but we're also gaining some restaurants.
Absolutely.
I think Bethany Blues is coming in where
Bethany
Nicola's
Blues
was.
Is coming in.
Yeah.
You know? So, yes.
Aren't there a couple of hotels, too?
Yeah, in the process, you know.
Well, and just, you know, Nicola's is a hot topic, right? And Nicola's has been sort of the cornerstone for Rehoboth. I mean, I visited when I was 15, and we had Nicoboli's. So just because Nicola's moved out to the highway, we don't punish them as well, though.
They Correct,
are
right.
Great business.
Yes.
That's funny. This is, again, and for me, being a new resident here, the difference sometimes between what's going on the highway and what's going on downtown. And I think we have to remember that we need downtown for the highway to exist. Downtown's very, very important to Rehoboth Beach as a whole.
Right.
You know, maintaining the integrity of downtown Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's a lot of new businesses opening up.
And they're all opening up. I mean, you know, businesses are thriving here.
Well, listen, I get the Main Street thing, but we are Rehoboth. And Rehoboth goes past the drawbridge, in case you guys didn't realize that. It is a big deal. But
the draw, you need the draw of Rehoboth. You know, Rehoboth Beach.
You do.
Is really you do, but people's.
My point is that there's, when a business pulls out on the highway, we still need to support them.
Absolutely.
You know,
100%.
We're not like, oh, Nicola's left. Love Nicola's. If it wasn't for places like Nicola's, which helped put Rehoboth on
absolutely
the map, I think. So,
absolutely.
And the same with the pond.
Absolutely.
You know?
The
we
pond,
need each other.
Blue
point.
Coast, all the restaurants, you know, I mean, that have pulled out onto the highway. You know, I remember, I've probably talked to a lot of them, and unfortunately, those just checked off a lot of boxes. Yeah. So when you're in the business of feeding people, you kind of have to make choices. And I know that was a tough one, but, you know, Nicola's loves Rehoboth.
They
it's
do.
Like Rehoboth Beach and then Rehoboth.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because right? I live in Rehoboth, or I lived in Rehoboth. I didn't live in Rehoboth
That's
Beach.
That's funny. I consider the whole place Rehoboth Beach.
And actually, Nicole's Nick, was it? He won last year for Main Street.
A community, you know, unity. Community. He was awarded from us.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Because
the citizen of the year.
Such a, you know, such a part of the history of Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah.
And he always supported the Community Unity Dinner, you know. So.
And I probably would imagine he'll still support
it. Oh, yeah.
Because that's cooperation over competition. And I know Nicole's has been a little bit of a hot topic. I rode my bike down there when they were taking down the sign, and I was like, ugh. That hurt a little bit in the heart.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're
going to do what
need our support.
For them.
Yeah, they're going to need our support out here on the highway as well. Yeah. The highway people.
The highway.
We're the highway people. So
the separation.
What else can we get into that's exciting? You got a stack.
So what we wanted to talk about is we have this, I spoke about it earlier, is a self-guiding working tour.
Yes.
Walking tour, where you can download the app on your phone.
Okay.
You know? It's talk about Rehoboth then and now. Again, it's a walking tour. The tour takes you takers will explore downtown Rehoboth Beach and learn about the 19th century. Of course, how fires and storms shaped the community, the transformative impact of the railroad, and the illusions the citizens who made Rehoboth what it is today. It's $10. The portion of the proceeds benefit Rehoboth Main Street. So just download the free app now, and you can just discover Rehoboth. And again, just go into our website, downtownrb.com.
So is that sort of like that Pokemon app where you were searching for Pokemon? Is it like a geotrack
It's an app, and it's really called Build Story. It's by Build Story. That's what the app created. So we're just really excited about the history of Rehoboth, and I think that's important to bring up. There's a lot of history. Because it used to be a religious summer camp.
Yeah, well, that's one of the great things with technology today. You can literally take your phone and sort of point it at an area and then have what it looked like 100 years ago in the picture. And it's really cool. Yeah. And listen, every time, and like I said, I've been here 30 years, I'm always learning something new about Rehoboth. I remember reading a story about how there was a murder, right, in Wilmington. This guy had hit this guy in a bar, and he fell over and hit his head and died, right? And the guy had taken off on a train to Rehoboth, right? And the train had brought him down the avenue. And I guess back in the day, it was a roundabout. There was a train, it would pull in and then spin the train around and then send it back out the other way. Yeah. But the FBI had come to Rehoboth searching for the murderer. And this like in the late 1800s or whatever. I don't know. But I remember my mom was actually in the hospital, and I was reading her this story. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is so scandalous back in those days. But, you know, there's a lot of fun history in Rehoboth. So what a great opportunity to learn a lot of cool stuff.
Well, I wanted to let everyone know our address is 509 Rehoboth Avenue. We're right next to the museum, between the museum and the park. We actually have a diorama that Paul Lovett created of what Rehoboth Beach looked like in 1910.
Okay.
It is absolutely beautiful. Has the trains, the buildings, everything is that exact duplicate of what Rehoboth Beach looked like. So please stop by. You can make an appointment with Paul Lovett. Learn all about the history of Rehoboth. So
Free parking. It is. That's where I get my son.
So please give us a call.
What's the story with the water tap or the... You know, because you're obviously right next to the place where the water taxi pulls up.
Yeah, we have information. If you stop by, we have postcards with information on it.
Okay. So is it going to get, are we going to, did it run this summer?
It did. Okay. Yeah, they actually have tours and everything. It's, yeah, it's doing pretty well. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
That's all I have.
Anything? All right. So what are you doing? How are you in the, how'd you get involved in this, Robin?
I've been here 6 years and didn't know anybody when we moved down here and thought, let's get involved.
Yeah.
So I started on the BB board and then I went to the Harry K board. And then I was recruited to help with Community Unity last year, and they're stuck with me.
Can we mention who your brother is?
Sure. I have two brothers.
Yeah, so I only know one of them. So you're
one of my brothers is Rosenfeld's Deli.
Yeah, Rosenfeld's Deli.
And my other brother's La Vida Hospitality.
Okay.
Which is Crooked Hammock, Taco Rijo, and that group.
Just read a great article on Billy on Taco Rijo. I think it's Cape Gazette.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, two great groups, right? Yep.
The Rosenfelds moved down here one at a time, and we've all kind of not reinvented ourselves, but jumped into the community and became very philanthropic. And
well, your brother's a great guy. You know, I don't know if he closed down one of his spots, but he was kind of in that Rosenfeld small town sort of atmosphere, and then he also had Rosenfelds on the highway. Mm. You know, so right. he kind of had both.
He's closed down one store in Rehoboth. I mean, not Rehoboth, Wilmington, but there's a second store.
Yeah.
And Ocean City's closing the end of October.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just to focus on maybe more down here. I don't know. He's such a smart guy.
Thank you.
Loved having him on the podcast. If anybody wants to hear his story, he was one of my first guests. I'm like, hey, wow. You want to do a podcast? He's like,
yeah, he likes
to. Yeah. I go, awesome. And but, you know, great story. I think he came from a whole different industry and then kind of got into so.
Both the boys were lawyers. They were practiced together in D.C.
Yeah.
Warren moved down here first. Mitch moved down here second. I came third.
Yeah, well, welcome. It's good
to have
you.
We love being here.
Yeah, so we are getting ready to go into the fun time of the year. Do you guys enjoy Rehoboth Beach in the Christmas time?
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah. This is when we really get to promote, you know, whether it's retail, restaurants. I guess that's really what we got. But, you know, finding ways to... I know we do the Halloween. Do we do the candy?
No, that's the Sea Witch. It's with the Chamber of Commerce.
I know, but I thought we used to walk the... I mean, I thought there was retail night where everyone handed out candy.
I'm not sure on that.
Okay. All right.
Because when COVID hit, you know, I'm not sure on...
No candy at COVID.
No.
Oh.
I'm not sure if they brought it back.
Well, I remember it because I remember the whole sidewalk lined with kids taking candy. So... Well, and you guys got anything else? Great stories about Rehoboth? Any fun stories this summer?
Not that we can talk about.
Yeah, Cliff. I love it. Well, I've had this summer I thought was fantastic. I know that, like we said, we've come out of a weird period in our lives, the pandemic, and, you know, like I said earlier, hopefully wondering if we'd ever get it together. And sort of this year I felt like we're kind of getting back to some normalcy. I think maybe whether we've learned something, give each other a little space or, you know, just to be a little kinder, right? I think this is a time where we have to be, you know, mindful that, you know, we're not all back together at the same time. Some of us are still concerned and, you know, have patience with one another. And especially, you know, in a small town like Rehoboth where we are together closer, sometimes we have to be a little more patient. You know, big weekend this week in Firefly. I don't know if... probably have some people coming into town that are visiting Firefly, and we want to be on our best behavior to put on our best smiley face for the people visiting. My son is up at Firefly this weekend. I know it's going to be a big deal, and just another great event that takes place in this area, whether it's up by Dover or all the way down at the beach. We got a lot of great stuff. Well, listen, unless you guys want to talk about something else, I'll let you go, but you got the hour.
And we appreciate. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yes. As your guest.
What a delight.
And we met at the soft opening at Lefty's. Check out Lefty's because they've made a lot of effort to update the place. Not that it needed updating, but they took a big space and reused it for a lot of great stuff. You and I met there, and food's always great. Met Ian, the new chef, which is exciting. He's going to be on the podcast soon. And but it's always doing events like that and meeting new people, and you know. Because you can only make so many flyers, right? You have to like get people excited so they start talking about things like that when you're not around. Like, yeah, I met this guy, Dan. He's doing a lot of great stuff. So you always got to be present and have your hand out to shake and meet as many people as you can.
And I think what we're just closing on this is that I've been here in this area for 24 years.
Mm.
And there is a lot to do year-round now, especially with lefties, and there's a lot of places downtown or even along Route 1 to have trivia night. You know, there's always something to do. Yeah. And I find that, you know, a lot of people are looking for things to do, and this area offers it now. So,
well, we've also, I was laughing because, you know, we won't go into deep stuff, but, you know, there's always this kind of like, nobody wants to work. I'm like, well, maybe 2 years ago they were your server and now they're the DJ, right? You know, this whole transition from what kind of we used to do to these new kind of artsy jobs, you know, maybe they were your server last year and now they just painted this awesome mural on the side of the restaurant, or maybe they were the chef last year and now they've got a whole DJ company. So we're starting to see a lot of cool little artsy businesses that are popping up that also still need to be supported. And unfortunately, like when you're starting off, it's hard to even have enough money to like advertise. So it's really just about shaking hands and introducing new people. That's why we started the podcast, helping one small business, helping another, and at no cost. So, well, listen, guys and gals, thank you so much.
Thank you. Love having you.
Like I always say, the door's always the door's always open. If you guys have anything you want to share or talk about or promote, don't hesitate. Give me a call.
Thank you very much.
All right. So one more, let me read all that. Let me have this poster for the fashion show before we go. So it's going to be On the Avenue, Champagne Brunch and Runway Fashion Shows, Sunday, November the 13th, 1 to 4, maybe 4:30. Depends how well it's going, right?
Cliff? I would suggest people get there early.
Yeah.
Doors open at noon.
So let's say 9 to 5. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, Rehoboth Beach Convention Center, which is rebuilt. Well, the part in the back is the same, but the front is looks very nice. So, and that's on the left side of the avenue. Tickets $75. To purchase tickets, go to downtownrb.com/on the avenue, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Harry K. Foundation. And if you want to call, it is 302-249-6525. All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Wow, that was great.
Hopefully we'll sell it.